This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive.
My belief was, it was just an academic belief based on things that I had read, and it wasn't founded in experience. But once we got over there, you know, even people who were for the war see how futile what we're doing over there is. See the, you know, the brutality that takes place, all the horrors of war. You know, obviously this isn't keeping us safe from terrorism. This is, we're making more terrorists. I mean, each time you kill a child's parents, there's a pretty good chance that that child is going to become a terrorist. And I know if someone, you know, each time you kill a child, you know, you make those parents into potential terrorists. I know that if someone killed my children, there would be no place on earth where they would be safe for me. And so when the Bush administration talks about how, you know, we have to fight them over there so that to keep them from coming over here, that's really silly, because, you know, it's only a matter of time until some of these things are revisited on us. But seeing all that really affected me deeply, and I felt as though I had a responsibility to join some sort of peace organization. And I joined Tacoma Peace Action Coalition, which tries to organize peace organizations in the South Sound area for large actions. It was through Peace Action Coalition Tacoma that I ran into Iraq Vets Against the War. I had seen them around, but I didn't have any real significant contacts with them before then. And after meeting up with them, I met with Tanan in Seattle. A lot of the guys there seemed to have very similar views. I really liked what they were doing as far as trying to get active duty people to resist, and I think that that's really a good way to end the war, because obviously our politicians are not going to do it for us. So Iraq Vets Against the War is a nationwide organization, and our chapter is based out of Seattle, although we probably have many people.
WBAI New York, you're listening to rebroadcast of A Winter Soldier from 1971, 2008, 2009, in lieu of the news. And we are hoping that Night Shift will turn up. Don't know. In the meantime, listen, enjoy the end of this historic rebroadcast, and hope for the best.
The Winter Soldier in Washington, D.C., it was a lot of very, very depressing testimony with not a whole lot of solutions at the end. They did talk about the future of GI resistance in Washington, D.C., but, you know, there was no real outlet for, you know, what can we do? And we're going to follow this up immediately with an action that everyone can get involved in, and we're going to be out on the streets of Seattle protesting. My own role in it is pretty insignificant. I'm going to be talking about the future of GI resistance, and we're going to be talking about the GI Voice project that I'm a part of. We have a website, givoice.com, and a web radio station, giradio.org. These are both places where soldiers can get information about their rights. They can speak out about their own situation and talk about their experiences. There's also going to be a coffee shop. We hope to open up a GI coffee house right outside of Fort Lewis, within a stone's throw of Fort Lewis's Madigan Gate. We hope to open that up sometime midsummer. It's a pretty aggressive project, and we're gathering funds to try to get this all going and hopefully create a significant amount of resistance in the army against the war.
What kind of help do you need that our listeners could give you?
The GI Voice Project is accepting donations over the internet at givoice.com, and if anyone would like to contribute to the efforts for Winter Soldier, they can contact us through email at seattleivaw@ivaw.org. What we'd really like from the community is just a big turnout, try and get as many people out there, if not to the Winter Soldier itself, to the protest that follows. We want to get as many people there at Winter Soldier to hear things, and not just the same people that come out every time. We hope that people will bring friends, that they'll bring people who might not normally come to an event like this. That's our real goal, is to reach more people, you know, reach different people. We kind of have a habit in the peace movement of preaching to the converted. What we really need to do is get the word out about the realities of what's happening in Iraq to people who get their news from, you know, corporate media.
And is there anything that you'd like to add that we didn't ask you about?
We'd like to find people who've been to Afghanistan who'd be willing to testify about their experiences there. If anyone is an Afghan a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, we would certainly like to hear from them prior to the Winter Soldier.
That was Seth Manzel of the Seattle chapter of Iraq Veterans Against the War. For more information, go to ivaw.org.
To hear more from Vietnam Veterans Against the War and the 1971 Detroit Winter Soldier hearings, visit the audio archives on the website sirnosir.com. You can find audio of Winter Soldier 2008 at warcomeshome.org.
Attend Northwest Winter Soldier at Seattle Town Hall, Saturday, May 31st from noon until 4:15. The event will be followed by a march. Town Hall is located at 8th Avenue and Seneca Street in Seattle.
Circle A Radio is a feminist anti-authoritarian public affairs program produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. Contact us by email at circlearadio@gmail.com or through our website at circlearadio.org. Thanks for listening.
But 400 of them are selling the Bowflex machine. That's why I listen to WBAI New York.
WBAI will soon choose members for a new community advisory board that will evaluate the station's programming and service to the community and report to the general manager and the Pacifica National Board. Membership is open to all listeners who are not local station board members or paid or unpaid staff of the Pacifica Network. If you'd like to apply for the community advisory board, please either download the application at www.wbai.org or request an application by sending an email to wbaicab@yahoo.com or by calling 212-209-2800. That's 212-209-2800. You can also pick up an application at the station at 120 Wall Street, 10th floor. Applications must be received at the station no later than 5 p.m. on Tuesday, May 27, 2008.
See the sun, how bright it shines on the nations of the earth. All who share this thing called life celebrate each day's rebirth.
Solar energy is a great solution to climate destruction and energy independence and provides a lot of jobs. So why is public policy for solar better in New Jersey, Long Island, and Connecticut than New York City? I'm Ken Gale, and I'll be speaking with three solar installers and a Sierra Club activist Wednesday morning from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. May 28th. Here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. That's Wednesday, May 28th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Solar power, inexpensive energy. children. This is Reverend Billy from the Church of Stop Shopping. You're listening to WBAI FM 99.5, New York City. It's listener-sponsored, children. It's commercial-free. Ooh, change-a-looia.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Andino Rosa, Subscriptions Director at WBAI, with important information on sending your donations as well as your pledges to the station. Please make sure all your payments are mailed to Pacifica Foundation, WBAI Radio, General Post Office, P.O. Box 30540, New York, New York, 10017-2112. That's Pacifica Foundation, WBAI Radio, General Post Office, P.O. Box 30540, New York, New York, 10017-2112. Thanks for supporting your Peace and Justice Community Station, WBAI 99.5 FM.
If you or someone you know is in foreclosure, listen carefully.
There's a new scam in town targeting homeowners in foreclosure. Here's how it works.
Scammers promise to save you from foreclosure, telling you all you have to do is sign over the deed to your home. They say you can lease your home from them and then buy it back once you're on your financial feet.
Perhaps they offer you some cash.
After you've signed over your title, the scammer quickly gets a new mortgage on the property and evicts you from your home. You lose the equity and everything you've invested in your home.
New York has a new law outlining foreclosure rescue scams that went into effect on February 1st, 2007. These types of sale-leaseback scams that target people of color, seniors, and women may also violate the Federal Fair Housing Act.
If you believe you have been targeted by these scammers, please call New York City's information line 311
or NEDAP at 212-680-5100.
Brought to you by NEDAP.
Hi, I'm Ella Joyce, and when I'm in New York, I listen to WBAI 99.5 FM. The more you listen, the more you learn.
And now for Golden Voice and Guardian Angel, a Dr. Majid Ali adventure series. At a wishing well, Guardian Angel is surprised to see Golden Voice there.
Oh, I didn't expect to see you here at a wishing well, Golden Voice.
I'm here, Guardian Angel, because I want to thank WBAI listeners and stop them from wasting their money throwing it into this wishing well.
You mean wishing doesn't work to help WBAI?
There's only one thing that does work, Guardian Angel.
What's that, Golden Voice?
WBAI listeners paying their pledge.
Yeah, WBAI listeners paying their pledge.
Tune in next time for the adventures of Golden Voice and Guardian Angel when you will hear them say,
I hope WBAI listeners will pay their pledge today, Guardian Angel.
Me too, Golden Voice. Me too.
Hello, WBAI family. It's that time again. WBAI will conduct its Spring Fun Drive on Wednesday, May 7th, starting at 7 a.m. through Saturday, May 31st. And as always, we really need you to help by answering phones and taking pledges. You do have to let us know in advance when you are coming so we can register your name with lobby staff. To let us know during the day, please call 212-209-2800. That's 212-209-2800 between the hours of 9 to 1 or 2 to 5 p.m. After hours, please call 212-209-2877. That's 212-209-2877. We look forward to, once again, working with you to keep your Peace and Justice radio station alive.
Well, it is 12:14. You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. And normally you'd be listening to Night Shift, but I guess Mike Sargent has decided just not to come in because he hasn't turned up and he hasn't called. Some of us value our airtime. It would have been nice if he called. Anyway, since no one from Night Shift is here, I have no music here. I'm going to play the two CDs that actually are premiums, African Dreamland and African Party from the Putumayo label. Each of them for a pledge of $60, and enjoy them. Of course, there's no one in the tally room right now because we're not doing any overnight pitching. So I really do apologize. I don't know. I hope Mike Sargent is all right. But in any case, we, for the next 2 hours, enjoy these two premiums, African Dreamland and African Party. And at 2 o'clock will be person-to-person with M. Saidia McLaughlin, who usually fills in that slot the last Monday of the month, which would be today, with her sports special. So stay tuned. And if you do feel inspired to pledge, you can actually go to our website, wbai.org. And we do appreciate everyone that has been so patient and so generous with us. So here's African Dreamland, and then followed by African Party from the Putumayo label, two premiums that we do offer during our fundraiser drive, which is which ends this Saturday. WBAI, New York.
Ooh, 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 How? Ngaibuza, ngaibuza kama la, ayipendulanga. Yaphela phansi yaziyakhala, izinyembezi. Nomathemba, wangishiya. Zelangetwa unomathemba, unomathemba, wangishiya. Zelangetwa unomathemba, unomathemba, mama wangishiya. Usikulele. Zelangetwa unomathemba, mama unomathemba. Mamu wangishira simnambi selangeto no matimbo simnambi selangeto no matimbo sekolo no matimbo kasapale nencwadi ncane
boya no matimbo
simnambi tu no matimbo
no matimbo
kasapale nencwadi ncane
boya no matimbo
simnambi tu no matimbo Zapana no
Piga santi sana kwa kunipa njia hii baba ewe Mungu wangu kuye nami kwa kama ini mwanzo we kidari njo maisha yangu Mungu ashikuni peke bure jo kile taimba paka mwisho maisha yangu kumbi wewe unisikie mimi wewe hata kile roho inapenda. Kwani kile Mungu alikupa kitafanya ufurahi, ufurahi, ufurahi. Na Mungu Baba naye atapenda wewe mama, la 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 la. Wewe na 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 la 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 la. Sikia la 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 la. Twimbe la 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 la. Twimbe wewe la 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 la. Sikia mama la 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 la.
sektunga temu temu na namantuna. Fanta tunga temu temu na namantuna.
Njogera omweru takira muddugavu agalirala agalirala mu nkolimbo nakamwante tagenze ku mbuga okundopa senakola ntya agalirala mu nkolimbo agalirala agalirala mu nkolimbo agalirala agalira mukolimbo okwogera njogera ensuwe yogera n'olwendo agalirala agalirala mukolimbo agalirala agalirala mukolimbo agalirala agalirala mukolimbo agalirala mukolimbo okwogera njogera omweru takira muddugavu agalirala agalirala munkolimbo agalirala agalirala munkolimbo agalirala agalirala munkolimbo.
Chinyarara, mwana wangu, usacheme inindirigo, nokutora mu maboko angu, usachemewe. Chinyarara, mwana wangu, usacheme. Kutora mu ma
Chibololo, si ve que ve que caripotonca, si robotenca la pare. Eco, eco, me haré leveri, que hubo la bonetia, lo bonetia te veró, aletia patua popua, chitua popua bosoco. Mbuto kari chibololo, si beke beke kari potonka surobotenka la pare. Eme eme, wapara waselala, mero kwa wiye, mero keloa. Eche olobekeba, kahobo loberine kiha.
Malisajo, ah, malisajo. Bafuna be malisajo, dali mambete. Suni fani mebe. Jado ni fani mebe, kamari mafula mebe, danga kilina. Alumila meja masongo dundu, alumila meja masongo wai. Ye raso re balni doko belali Konte mama ni doko belali gayi madina Ali ukwa tebe lali haingi Jojo kwa tebe lali haingi Sanda magundo be lali madina Kekoro bombo te sanko tante maa Onte mama nindoko belani rayi madina. Jali madi kwate belali madina. Jara tu saho belali rayi. Jali musa jeba te sakuta tema. Buta mama ni du sakuta tema.
Kolela te bébé, kolela te moana, Kolelate bebe, kolelate mwana, kolelate bebe, kolelate mwana. Kula, kula bebe, kula, kula bebe, kula, kula bebe, kula la. Kula, kula bebe, kula, kula bebe, kula, kula bebe, kula la. Kolelate bebe, kolelate mwana, kolelate bebe, kolelate mwana, kolelate bebe, kolelate mwana, kolelate bebe, kolelate mwana.
Sen varırdı dormir, sen varırdı sonyar. O pijama vestir, i pra caminir descansar. O relógio tocou, sen varırdı.
For dormir amanhã sempre.
Well, how sweet. You've been listening to African Dreamland, which is one of the premiums we were offering here at WBAI during our fundraising drive. You've heard tracks from South Africa, Democratic Republic of Congo, Cameroon, Uganda, Zimbabwe, Mali, Cape Verde, beautiful CD. And I actually was able to dig something up that is not a premium. This might be more fitting for this time slot. I apologize to those of you who tuned in for Night Shift. Mike Sargent and crew are not here. I am presuming he is all right, but it's unfortunate he did not call. Not here, didn't call. Don't know why he wouldn't turn up for his value time slot. But nevertheless, I do hope he is all right. I am going to, for the remaining about hour and 10 minutes that would be Night Shift had Mike Sargent turned up, I'm going to play Sun Ra, the soundtrack to his film Space is the Place, Sun Ra and his Intergalactic Solar Orchestra. I was able to dig something up. I took most of my music home. So I'm going to let this play out until 2 o'clock when M. Saida McLaughlin will come and sit in her monthly slot during Person to Person. And at 4 o'clock, Max Schmid will be here for Mass Backwards, he's called. He will be in here live. So you will at least hear that scheduled program. And now I'm going to play out for the duration of what would be Night Shift, Sun Ra's Space is the Place, soundtrack to Space is the Place. Enjoy.
After the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? After the end of the world.
Thank you.
WBAI, New York. Thank you.
good morning, this is M. Saidi and McLaughlin. Space is the place, Sun Ra, Sun Ra. I don't know if you know, one of his band members, I don't know if it was Pat Patrick, but anyway, DeVal Patrick is the son of Pat Patrick, and DeVal Patrick is governor of Massachusetts. Space is the place these days because it seems like everybody is cramming for space. And I know you didn't expect to hear me, but we might start some earlier program of Sports Qualified, or we might just take some of your calls. We're waiting on the magnificent Mike Sargent, but until such time, stay tuned and maybe we'll open up the lines to see what you've been doing over the last few, you know, days, or maybe some of the things that are on your mind. Things have been heating up lately in the presidential election, and some things in sports too, and that will start at 2, but I am here and so are you. Probably the next stop will be Jupiter, but this is M. Saidi and McLaughlin trying to hold it down. Andrew Clark took a break. I'm here as a transition until Sports Qualified. Stay tuned.
To destiny, the presence of the living myth.
What is the power of your machine?
Music.
The galaxies are waiting for planet Earth.
hearts awakening. Oh, we sing this song to a great tomorrow. Oh, we sing this song to abolish sorrow. The natural lights are spinning, a better day is breaking. The galaxies are waiting, the planet Earth's awakening. Oh, we sing this song to a great tomorrow. Oh, we sing this song to abolish sorrow. Oh, we sing this song to a great tomorrow. Oh, we sing this song to abolish sorrow. Oh, we sing this song to a great tomorrow. Oh, we sing this song to abolish sorrow. Abolish sorrow. Abolish sorrow. Abolish sorrow.
This is, I know you people are expecting Mike Sargent, and Night Shift is not here, but as things will have it, people can, other things can intervene, so to speak. Hopefully he's on his way, and if not, he's okay. This is M. Saidi and McLaughlin, I guess at the helm of the ship right now after Andrea Clark was on, and we're playing some stuff from Sun Ra's and his Intergalactic Solar Orchestra. It also had another name at one time. I have seen Sun Ra so many times, and I just wonder, maybe how many of you have out there? If you have, why don't you give a call? 212-209-2900, 212-209, as we continue to take the spaceship. BAI, you're on the air. Hello? We got some interference here.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Just
on
one second. Yeah, it's the headphone jack, so I'll bear with me for a minute.
Tell me.
How are you?
Clear?
Yeah, we're fine. You're being underlaid by Sunrise
okay.
Orchestra.
Look, I'd like to relate the events in Harlem this evening, about 10 p.m., I understand, to the primary coming up in Puerto Rico today.
What happened in Harlem?
Excuse me?
What happened in Harlem today?
Some kind of a shooting melee on 125th Street at Lenox Avenue.
Really?
Right dead in the heart of Harlem.
Right around the corner from one of my favorite spots. What happened? So go ahead, do your thing, and I'll listen up, see what you got.
I'd just like to put a thought out there, and I'll leave it to other people to follow up on the thought, maybe yourself.
Because it's about space, if you understand what I mean. Go ahead.
Yes, it is about space, if you would. The space we're all going to have to occupy after January 20th, 2009.
Okay.
I expect every conceivable dirty trick that can be pulled out to be executed in order to stop Barack Obama. And I would not be surprised if this is one of those tricks. Puerto Rico is likely going to go to Clinton because of the animosities that are cooked between the Hispanic community and the black community in America. And that cooking is a matter of divide and conquer, if you would, at the bottom. That cooking goes on in every prison in America, where black gangs on one side and Hispanic gangs on the other side are fostered. And the emigres, if you would, of those two divisions go back to their communities and exacerbate and continue those divisions.
You know, there's something very interesting about what you just said. I don't want to stop that. And it just came to mind that how it got bifurcated, because there's some degree of intersection there in the Hispanic and the black community. You said Hispanic as opposed to African-American. It could be Latino and black. But either way, there is a serious intersection that folks begin to acknowledge, don't acknowledge in terms of historical things, and seem to say that they are like two separate entities of the diaspora.
Well, first of all, we know, of course, for instance, that the Caribbean is a place where the slave ships, you know, made first port, and we can go much further, you know, or to Brazil as well. Those historical intersections, as you call them, are obvious, but all the more reason why we can take two communities which, just speaking, is demographics, as the word is thrown around, and economic status. These are economic groups that you would think have identical interests, certainly identical interests relative to the, you know, the highest forces, the highest economic forces in America that oppress all of us, the super corporations, the super, super rich. And you don't identify either one of those two communities we're talking about with that. All the more reason why, if you would, those at the top want division, divide and conquer, among those who should be natural allies. It's not an accident, for instance, that Obama does so, so poorly in southern Texas, because southern Texas is populated by Mexican Americans.
Which is another you know, group of people who speak Spanish and may not necessarily be, would you say immigrants or emigres?
Immigrants to here. An emigrant is what someone.
It gets to be very, very well. Yeah, leaving this country and entering this country.
Except in that case, of course, those are people who left their own country.
That's right. That's why I brought that up.
Of course, part of Mexico, ripped off
right.
Mexico in 1848, of course, along with California and New Mexico and Nevada and Arizona, etc. In the simple aggression that every decent American opposed at that time. I can go through the names of everyone who had any conscience, who was as opposed to that aggression as all decent Americans are opposed to the oil theft going on right now in Iraq, of course.
Okay, now hold on a minute. I'm gonna update the audience because I just pulled up something, and for lack of a better, or I know something that was very quick, one of the local BCs.com, and you could put it that ever. And I get, well, actually, I pulled it up on WNBC.com because that was the quickest. It says at least seven people have been shot near a busy Harlem intersection, and police were searching for the gunman late Monday. The shooting occurred Monday evening as residents returned to the city after Memorial Day. Police said it wasn't very clear how many people had been shot or what the conditions were. Authorities found authorities flooded the area near 126th and Lenox and blocked off streets as they searched for suspects. Were told to go inside their homes. Let me get back up here. Did I lose it? The causes of the shooting were not known, but Lenox Avenue was closed from roughly 124th to 131st Street. If there's anybody out there who knows anything. So, but how did you get to say about that it was Latino, or I mean Hispanic and black?
I'm putting this thought out, and I'll leave it to others to amplify on this and develop as details of the story become known. What I stated was that I expect every conceivable dirty trick imaginable to be pulled out to stop Obama from taking power away from the Bush, McCain, Clinton type people. And of course,
Of course. I mean, you witness. I mean, how could somebody have such loose lips at the time of at this particular time when we see that Senator Ted Kennedy is just getting over some surgery, and we don't know how well that's going to fare. June 4th is the anniversary of Robert Kennedy's assassination. Obama stood in for Ted Kennedy at the Wesleyan. And then you somehow equate this particular time in terms of primaries occurring with 4 years ago and Bill Clinton, when primaries have been moved up. So, of course, Bill Clinton knew that he had secured the primary in June, but the nomination in June. But to equate, to even slip out of your mouth that Robert Kennedy was assassinated at that time, it is a strange kind of coding that sends mixed messages out there to people. And I'm really, really, really I can't even describe what I felt after I heard that. You know,
let me tell you why it's not such. Why it's not so strange and not so unexpected.
Oh, it's not strange, but you didn't think it would do that. I didn't think it would stoop that low.
The idea is to connect blacks with violence. It's the Willie Horton.
Yes, the Willie Horton and the Sister Soldier and everything. Yes.
All you want is black images. All you want from Mrs. Slick Willie is images of the phone ringing at 3 o'clock in the morning and the question, you know, do you want your little girl
right.
sleeping in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning in the hands of a black man?
Now, the thing that we may do is when we talk about this, we may inadvertently heighten that. You know what I'm saying?
Not to WBAI listeners.
Not to WBAI listeners, but remember, we're not the ones that we have to win. We are not the ones that we've got to convince.
May I make a final thought, and I'll leave this to others to comment upon this. The lowlife who was put to those acts in the center of Harlem tonight is almost certainly going to be assassinated within the next hours. And the tale.
Well, let me ask you: how do you know all this? How do you know?
I'm leaving this to people out there to think about. That is, if this was a put up job, then the guy who took some number of thousands or tens of thousands and went and did what he did is not going to live to count that money next week.
So tell me what the story. What was the story? Tell me what the exact story. Do you know?
You read the details that are so far known a few minutes ago.
Okay.
I'm simply putting this warning out, and not just for this event, but for other events coming up around the Democratic Convention and before early November of this year.
Okay.
Every dirty trick, and may I make this final comment? We put Clinton and McCain and Bush in the same camp if you only think about the fact that this Mrs. Slick Willie sat on the board of directors of Walmart.
Right.
Anti-union Walmart.
And her current pastor.
Headquartered in Arkansas.
And her current pastor.
She was the bag lady, the collection lady for the crooked governor of Arkansas.
And her current pastor was just recently adjudicated for, for child molestation. And on that note, stay tuned.
Very good. Good night.
I'm having problem with these. Oh, okay. I didn't catch the guy in time. Okay. Let me take this next call. BAI, you're on the air. BAI, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, good night.
Good night.
Yes. I'm in concurrent with your guest. I think right now it's serious time that black people shouldn't fall for these tricks that they sent these guys out here to terrorize our neighborhood.
Did you hear what happened? Could you please, do you know what happened? I don't know because as I prepare for this show, usually I try to catch some sleep, and it's been a rugged weekend and a rugged week for me. So, and if you hear it in my voice a little bit, I kind of miss some things, but I caught a cat nap at the wrong time. So
right.
tell me what's up.
No, I really didn't hear it, but I know that they got people that they pay people that come and shoot up our neighborhood, terrorize our block and stuff like that. And now it's time for us to use our secret organizations to chop heads. You know, we are sick and tired of this bloodshed. This country is too violent.
But now you
said too violent.
You just said now we need to chop heads. So that's blood that's
but we can't we can't just keep getting killed. You know, they keep killing us and killing us and killing us and killing us. We have to stop it. We have to stop this now.
Okay.
We have to stop this nonsense that goes on in our community. If they tell you it's illegal to have a gun, New York City have more guns than a state that has the right to have legal guns. It's more us that get killed in the urban cities on a weekend than this war that they have declared in Iraq. It's time for us to open our eyes and form this group that we had once before, secret and openly.
Well, the other person that called tried to tie this in to maybe some kind of conflict between Latinos and blacks, or, you know, people who speak Spanish and, you know, it gives Latinos, blacks, Hispanics and blacks, and also the up and coming primary that's slated for next week. Do you see any kind of relationship with that?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, because let me tell you, we are like little lambs. And you know what? They're sending anybody at us because we're so naive.
Mm-hmm.
We're really naive of what's going on and what happened, because there are some elements, not saying all, on the other side that really does not like us. That doesn't care if we can disappear today.
Well,
and I see this here happening. I see this here. I see, especially Black America. I don't see no one is like us. No one is coming to our rescue. We've been persecuted and brutalized for so long. And I'm really just sick and tired of it. And I'm praying every day that God strike forces in everybody, in the mean necessary, even if it takes some of our life. I'm tired of the madness going on in this country. I'm tired of these men that go to college 8, 10, and 12 years, and this country that veered off course in every aspect of life. It's ridiculous. The superpower nation of the world is like a mocker. It's subhumans in the society right now. Subhumans.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you vote?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That's important because, well, it's supposed to be important. And I'm hoping that we have some really, really poll watchers this year. If you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
We really must have some poll watchers. But let me say this. If you hear anything more specific about the story, I'm going to probably turn on the TV and see what I hear on New York One. I'm looking here to see what I see, but I don't as I'm looking at the computer and trying to control things here.
Mm-hmm.
But what is your name and where are you from? You can give your first name.
Oh, I'm from T from Brooklyn.
Okay, T from Brooklyn. You stepped out there at Little Dance Africa today?
Yes, I did.
I was out there, too, so I had to run home, lay back, and, you know, it's always good to see the family. But anyway.
Yes. Well, I work 24 hours a day, almost, practically. I said I was sleeping my next life.
Okay.
We don't have time to sleep right now. We're sleeping our next life.
Listen.
Time for us to work.
Nation rise. This is not pitching, but if you haven't contributed to WBAI in this past season, in this past membership drive, why don't you try to? Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Stay tuned.
Okay. See some.
All right, so I'm sorry I cut him off a little bit too there. I'm trying to do so many things at once. You're welcome to respond to any of the things. Otherwise, a little Sun Ra, like I tried to start it off with. Have you ever seen Sun Ra? I have seen Sun Ra since maybe was it 1972 on Claver Place at the East, where for $2 you could see a show. You could see a show, and I had the privilege. I used to work in the kitchen there, and he used to come upstairs and eat with us. So let me see who's out here right now. BAI online. Gone. Well, jumped over here. Hello, BAI.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton keeps using the math of the popular vote.
Yeah, what's the math? You explain it.
You know, there was an article I read of the caucuses were all the caucuses were primaries.
That's not true, though.
I know, but if all the caucuses were
primaries. Oh, if all the caucuses, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, she's not looking at the caucuses, and let's look at it.
Mm-hmm.
He was favored to win all those.
Excuse me, is your radio on?
Yeah.
Would you please turn that down? Anybody else calling, please turn your radio down. The feedback doesn't bode well.
I'm sorry.
And also, if you're looking for Mike Sargent, because we're playing Space is the Place and a little Sun Ra, he's probably out there somewhere. We're looking for him, but we're going to hold it down if he comes in. If not, I hope we do a good enough job so that folks won't really be too disappointed. Do not call and say, I thought Michael Sargent was on. He's not on. My name is M. Saidia McLaughlin. I usually come on after And so the current operations person said, come on in. He's playing Space is the Place. Perfect, because a member of Sunrise Band was there earlier in town yesterday, and we're just following through, carrying on with what we do here at WBAI. Sorry about that commercial, but go ahead, carry on.
Yeah, so if the caucuses were all run as primaries, Obama would have won this thing by now. So she's overlooking the caucuses, but in fact, if she wants to talk about the popular vote in the primaries, if we actually had primaries in all those states, his lead would be so far, so great that she would have no chance on the popular vote.
Would it work the other way around if all the primaries were caucuses?
No, he would have won even.
That's why I asked that question. Yes, there's a book we always talk about illiteracy, but there's something called innumeracy, the inability to understand how far-reaching numbers can be. Even though one and one can be two, one and one can generate more than two, you know. And it's very interesting how she counts the math, you know, how she counts and how she really feels that this election is hers. You know, she has every right to continue to the end. But my question is, what is it? I mean, is it really stamina that's making her go all the way as far as she can go, to the point where some women have claimed that they will storm? And these are predominantly white women who belong to Women Pound Pack or Women Count, that if they decide to storm the Democratic Convention, I wonder if they will be treated any differently than the Chicago 8 were in 1968.
That's a good question.
And I say Chicago 8 because most people say Chicago 7. And you know what the difference was?
What?
Bobby Seale by Judge Hoffman was tied down in court.
Oh.
And people forget that, but that's what happened to
him. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, it was the Chicago 8, and they took his case off. They actually tied him up in a chair, and it became the Chicago 7. And Judge Hoffman, interesting name, I believe. So, what are you going to do about this? How do you feel about this?
Well, I'm just disappointed in it. When I heard that comment by Hillary, I said, "This is."
Was she your candidate? If you wanted to, since you didn't give your name.
No, I was. She wasn't my candidate. I hadn't heard of Barack Obama before this. You know, this whole season. I mean, this whole presidential run.
You didn't hear his speech at the the convention?
No, I didn't hear it.
4 years ago?
No, I didn't hear it.
Was it there?
Literally until he came in the race.
Okay.
And that he basically won me over at that point.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
Speaking of Sun Ra, the first time I ever saw him was actually on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, and they didn't have enough time for Sun Ra. Because you got to get, I mean, they barely have enough time for anybody to get into their music when they play. I mean, I don't know if you saw Saturday Night Live the other day, but Gnarls Barkley looking like either the Elvis Costello or the Elvis Presley, you know, in huge, en grand or whatever. But you don't have time. But what did you think of him? I mean,
Sun Ra?
Yeah.
Well, as a rock fan at the time, I immediately gravitated to him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was like what I felt rock was sort of striving for, if it was going to get more.
I still hear something in the background. What is that in the background?
That's a cross line on the telephone.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. It was sort of what anybody who was interested in, like, the most avant-garde rock would have immediately liked, and something that had been played on rock stations, he could have had a huge audience, you know, growth.
Well, I tell you what, his shows were definitely worth the money, because you got hours of so you never seen him since then? I mean, of course,
not,
he's not here.
No, I never saw him live or
anything.
I've bought several of his records.
Yeah, he'd have a caravan come out into the audience, and they'd wear all kinds of sparkly stuff, and you know, the equivalent to Sun Ra and I'll just say in another genre, even though the music is not disconnected, is that of George Clinton, and how when they, you know, used to bring in the mothership and bring it up and you had to be there to experience the whole, you know, the whole trip, to
yeah,
say
and
that.
Also the Grateful Dead, when they would allow themselves to completely let loose and improvising.
Mm-hmm.
They get completely away from the structure of the songs.
We'll never see that again in music. You have to treasure the moment.
Also, space. Speaking of space, we touch water for the first time outside of our own planet.
Uh huh. Explain that to the audience.
Well, the Phoenix lander landed on in the North Pole region of Mars.
Now that's,
where there's water.
So now they say isn't this part of an escape mechanism if one had to leave a rocket? You know, I was reading, I'm wondering if this is that part of the space program that they're trying to experiment with and test to see if it could happen.
Experiment with what? I didn't understand.
There was, okay, maybe I got it wrong. There's supposed to be something happening currently in the space program where they're trying to experiment or test people being able to jump out of a spaceship and actually landing. And so you said we touched water. I didn't know what that thing that we touch water was. You know what I mean?
Humanity.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Right. At least I'm not a... Space is the place, right? And I must have spaced out on that. Listen, what's your name and where you're from?
Ron from Queens.
Ron from Queens. And I'm glad you're up. Kind of stay with me for a while. We're going to do some sports talking later around 2 or so. And we'll see how this goes since I got to come on earlier and fill in for Mark. I mean, Mike, I don't feel like I filled in, but I could certainly carry on. All right?
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Now we see who this one is. BAI, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. I just wanted to, you asked me if, you asked the audience if they had some experience with Sun Ra.
Mm-hmm. Because we're playing Sun Ra back here.
Okay. Right.
Hold it.
Okay.
I'm going to lower it down.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, am I on the air?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, hi. Well, I was actually with a club. I was the ticket taker and the the bouncer at this club called the Squat Theater.
That's the place where Sun Ra used to always appear.
He was practically the house band back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Sun Ra every night practically, he came in for rehearsals, and I really admired his professionalism and his playing ability. It was just incredible to watch him, you know, night after night.
Did he ever? Let me ask you this, and there's a reason why I'm asking. Did he ever speak to you?
Sure.
Okay, because you notice he won't speak to. He didn't speak to most people.
Well, he didn't. He didn't say a lot to me, but I was also running the bar, and a lot of the musicians would have a drink once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
They were professionals.
They didn't get involved. Now, they could have been doing something somewhere else, but you would never see them do that.
Sun Ra was not into that at all.
And no.
He basically had club soda.
That's correct.
Right.
And
so he would have his club soda. And he was very, totally professional, and, I was just amazed by his playing ability and his professionalism and his clear, demeanor.
I remember, was it John Gilmore, even Vertimae Grosvenor.
Sure,
was in it. And then the other woman, I don't remember her name, but she's the one that's usually singing, the highest voice and stayed the longest with Space is the Place. And
what was her name? I don't remember her name.
Let me see if I find the name on this. It's amazing that there is a CD of Sun Ra. I don't know, what would her name be? Okay, the names here are, listen, Sun Ra, Kwame Hadi, Wayne Harris, Marshall Allen, Danny Davis, Larry Northinson, John Gilmore, Elder Omar, Danny Thompson, June Tyson. That's who it was. It was June Tyson. Tyson, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
She played the bells too. Ken Moshes, Lex Humphreys. And those are basically have been the, you know, he basically established for folks that Egypt was not apart from Africa. You know, mm-hmm. when we went to school, the teachers would say, this is Egypt.
Yeah.
And this is Africa, even though that they were connected, uh-huh. you see. And for some reason, those things were always separated. Now, I've been to Egypt. I've been to Alexandria, and I did get to see the pyramids. But the fact that he went to Egypt to show you how all this stuff was related, mm-hmm. and you just stood in wonderment. I mean, I remember my son getting lost at the street festival at Boys and Girls High School some 20 years ago. It was like, it could have been 20. I don't know. He was like 8. Maybe 7 or 8 kids could flow. And when I was looking for him, and they made an announcement on this, he was on the stage sitting next to the speaker while Sun Ra was playing in wonderment. And Sun Ra had that ability to just stop people, and it wasn't noise. And somebody always heard something. If they heard the upside, the downside, the blues line, you know, jazz line, or you know, the upbeat or the downbeat. But it always caused people to sit. I mean, people in the rain with umbrellas screaming to hear Sun Ra.
Yeah. Maybe you can tell me, you know, I'd heard or I've sort of understood that he had played as a sideman with Ornette Coleman. Is that right?
It's possible, because at some point in time they all played with each other.
Okay.
You know, and I wouldn't even be surprised if Don Cherry wasn't on some of that, you know, at some point in time. I don't know that for a fact. All I've had the experiences of always, constantly, people said Sun Ra is going to be in a place, and we said, well, we better make sure that we have 4 to 5 hours to spare, you know. And well, you know who's I don't know who's the son, but the Delvell Patrick. I don't know who the son, who his father is in the band, but he is the son of maybe, who knows? I don't know when. I thought his last name was a Patrick. Yeah, that used to play with them. But that's who supposedly he is.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Okay. Did you happen to hear this whole bit that this guy opened up with about this shootout or in Harlem?
Yes. Terrible.
What happened?
I don't know what happened there. Is this a recent news event?
10 o'clock tonight. They said it happened. Last night.
What happened? Well,
anyway, whenever they close off the streets from 126th to 131st on Lenox Avenue, it had to be something. It wasn't a street fair up that way. So, I don't know. We'll all figure it out and have something to say. But somebody was trying to tie it to, you know, what may happen, because there might have been, you know, blacks and Puerto Ricans or Latinos and blacks, whatever you want to say, that may have been involved over some stuff. So, check. If you find out, feel free to call back.
But what does this got to do with Sun Ra?
No. I was playing, when I came in to take over the helm of this ship,
right.
Sun Ra was playing. So I started talking about what I was doing. And then I invited people to call in and, you know, if they want to talk about Sun Ra or some current issue of the day. And as you know, BAI is a community-sponsored listener radio.
Right.
So sometimes people have the right to say what they feel like they should talk about. And since what was playing was Space is the Place, and you talk about Harlem,
unity,
and also dislocation of people, how people are claiming space in Harlem, how Harlem is no longer the community it was. I saw somebody on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire say, I'm from Harlem. Well, no, you reside in Harlem. You're not from Harlem. When you say you're from Harlem, there is a particular swing that comes with that. But I'll leave that alone.
I worked in Harlem quite a bit. I was sort of got into this network of you know, citywide nurses, and they would call me up to do work for them and, you know, build decks for them and do various things for them. So I worked in Harlem quite a bit, 144th Street.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but at least you know how to phrase your relationship to Harlem, you know. You know, you can tell who does what, you know.
I just want to say one thing more about Sun Ra.
Please.
If I could, you know, what I got from him was, like, he's an artist. He was an artist, and he was at a different level than most people. You know, I saw him night after night, playing like three synthesizers.
Yep.
You know, he would go, you know, it was set up, his band was in back, and then the backup singers were in back of, you know, the drummers and so on. And he was playing like three synthesizers at one time.
And people used to think when he was banging that he was really just banging. He knew where every note was.
No, that's right. That's right.
He knew where every note was.
Yeah, the guy, he was so clear. I mean, when you look, I looked, I was like inches from his face, you know, night after night. He would come up, he'd get his club soda at Squat Theater on 23rd Street and 8th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Squat Theater was. Now it's a Cineplex.
We won't talk about it.
Right. Now that building was totally
And why was it called Squat Theater?
Because this Hungarian company was touring around Europe at that point, and they were doing the most avant-garde, street theater that anyone had ever seen in New York. And I was, I had the opportunity to move in with them and become part of their crew in a way. I was the bouncer, I was the ticket taker, I was the bartender, I was all of that. And for some reason, Sun Ra gravitated to this manager who was this young guy who was like 25 years old, this guy named Janos.
Uh-huh.
Janos. And he really liked, Sun Ra apparently really got along with Janos and decided that he was going to play there every night, you know. So he was Sun Ra, this like amazing musician, you know, this like star became like the house band for a Squat Theater. It was just
as a result, we used to say, we're going to come cop a squat. Remember that?
I don't remember that. No.
Well, we used to say that. Some of us used to say, we're going to come. That's like a way. We're going to sit down and listen to some music and go from there. But
were
listen.
Were you one of the singers? Or?
No. I was one of participants in the theater of music.
Well, maybe I sat right next to you.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah.
But anyway, maybe we might expand doing something. Why don't you call this number, 212?
Wait a second. I'll get my pencil out here.
I got to take some 209.
Yeah.
2982, and maybe we could try and get together a Sun Ra testimonial on the air.
Yeah, I'd love that. Because,
all right, then. Let me get back to these.
Alive,
okay. Call that number, leave your name, and I'll get back to you.
And what is your name?
M. Saidia.
Saidia?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
B.A.I., you're on the air. Hello.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Turn your radio down. You never know when I'm going to catch you.
You can't catch me. I'm always ready. How you be?
I be here.
Okay, I'm going to hit it and quit it because I'm getting ready to enter the tunnel and this call may be disconnected.
Hurry up.
Two quick points. You might want to check that information regarding Clinton's pastor. I think what happened is that Clinton is really the name of a town. And the way the headline read, it was something like Clinton pastor, and so people attributed it to the candidate, and in fact...
A lot of people have talked about it, but maybe you might be right. But you know what? Okay. I hope it wasn't the Onion that you saw that in.
Oh, well, no doubt. Now,
okay.
Other quick point. I grew up in what is now known as a right-wing evangelical Christian background. So I came late to the broader cultural music world. And so you can imagine how someone with that background coming upon Sun Ra. I was like a deer looking into the headlight.
But guess what?
I was with the National Black Theater, and we did a piece down at Alice Sully Hall with Ellis Hayeslip and Sun Ra.
Ooh.
And that was the only time I'd ever seen him, but he was certainly was the kind of performer that leaves an indelible mark.
To this day, to this day. Well, listen.
I mean, you're blowing that horn through his nose, but wake me out.
Great. I'm going to play a little bit more so I can send you on your way home, and then I'll take a few more calls, all right?
No doubt.
Take care. Peace.
Cool, don't be no fool.
Peace. All right. let me just hit a little bit of Sun Ra. Don't worry, callers. I see you. I'm going to get you. We might even carry this over a little bit.
Ways Incorporated. You buy Earth boring. Just the same old same thing. Come on. Sign up with Outer Space. Ways Incorporated. If you buy Earth boring. Just the same old without a space, Ways Incorporated. You find Earth boring, just the same old, the same thing. Come on, sign up without a space, Ways Incorporated. You find Earth boring, just the same old, same thing. Come on, sign up without a space, Ways Incorporated.
And the number here is 212-209-2900. And you hear June Tyson in the background from the album Sun Ra and his Intergalactic Solar Orchestra. And space is the place in more ways than one. And in fact, in this particular CD notes, you see a picture of Sun Ra with his headphones on and his magnificent colors of red and purple and black with some ropes around the chair. I'm going to take this call. It is you. You're on the air. How may I help you? Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Turn your radio down. See, when I said it's maybe you, you should have been ready.
Okay, this is Bob.
What's up, Bob?
I was just talking to Savio.
Oh, okay. I saw Savio earlier.
Yeah, that's what he said, yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I saw Sun Ra at the East.
That's what I see. I see them there all the time at the East, right.
And the orchestra was so big, they had to perform in the street in front of the East.
That, well, they would fit on the stage too, but part of their repertoire was to go out in the street and sing up in the air and come back in and cap people, you know, the whole caravan moving like space is the place.
And then he had a planet hanging off his head.
That's right. Next stop is Jupiter.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So how are you doing?
Well, okay.
You doing better?
Well, yeah, somewhat.
Any other thing particularly on your mind? We're going to try and run this together because it's been a laid-back day. It's been a heavy weekend for me. I've been going through trying to make some changes and altering where the focus is on some particular work, and my computer crashed. I had to add new stuff, family stuff, this and that, get ready. I'm trying to do some work around the state, so I was kind of... you know, was in a lull for a minute. I needed a break, and I walked out there to Dance Africa, to the village, and decided to see, you know, those folks I needed to see, get some energy or whatever. Mm-hmm. Came back home, laid back, and I just, you know, it was one of them days. But I'm not totally unprepared. I'm just not as prepared as usual. And when I walked in, the previous person on Andrea said, hey, you want to take over? And she had Sun Ra in there. I said, well, we'll go with that, and I'll take the helm for a minute. That's fine with me. Mm-hmm. And we'll carry it over and can maybe continue to play the music of Sun Ra throughout Sports Qualified.
Yeah, I did have a couple of news items.
Okay, did you know about this? Somebody talked about what happened in Harlem tonight. Do you know anything?
No.
Okay, so what is your news item?
Oh, Medina Pereira.
Who's, okay, go ahead.
A black Latina from the Bronx.
Now, is that fair to say a black Latino? I don't know. I'm just asking.
Well,
given the fact that people are trying to say that blacks and Hispanics are not related in some form of... Medina Pereira. Oh, Pereira, P-A-R-I-L-L-A.
Yeah.
That's how to pronounce Pereira. What's up?
She won the an all-girls invitational tournament in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
She won a $65,000 scholarship.
And what's her sport? Come on now, you're educating the audience. If you're going to do this, you're going to be my co-navigator for a minute.
Chess.
Chess. Ah, I figured it was something like that.
Yeah, and the other thing is Richie Havens was invited to sing at the opening of the Cannes Film Festival.
Mm, almost like Woodstock again, huh?
Yeah, in fact, he sang Freedom.
Uh-huh.
And he did the scissor kick, the whole nine.
Cool.
Yeah, and he's 65 now, you know.
Well, we are not young. We just look younger than the previous generation. We had, you know,
right.
We had some help with each other, and we learned a lot of things about food and nutrition that somehow I had this conversation with somebody. Now that Jergens is saying has shea butter in it, people are now buying shea butter, but when we talked about shea butter back in the day, you know, our families thought we were crazy. People thought, how dare you bring up those kinds of natural products?
And that's just Nazima, right?
Whatever. We used shea butter. We used, if you go back, we talked about not eating meat. We talked about products, about foods, this and that.
Right.
Wearing this kind of garb as opposed to that kind of garb. Thinking a little differently, you know,
right.
Taking independent schools, you know, not necessarily homeschooling, but, you know, challenging what was considered the canon. And now it has come to be revealed that he who writes history can tell a lie and carry that lie forever, you know.
Right.
So it just sometimes you got to remember the righteousness and victory of your struggle and believe in yourself. And you'd be surprised. Maybe you'll be wealthy. Maybe you could be president. Who knows? But it's not all a bunch of hokey, as some people try to collude and collaborate and say it is, just so that they can maintain the realms of power.
Right. You know? Oh, if you want to see the Havens performance, you can go on richiehavens.com.
All right. Well, that's good. We can always... They did a thing on Woodstock recently, and they showed, you know, how that whole town, how it happened, and where this guy who is, the guy's a museum not too far.
Yeah,
it's in Bethel. It's in Bethel, New York, that he has a museum of music and trying to get folks to remember about the music.
Please remember that this program is supported by the listener members of WBAI New York. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a member of WBAI or renewing if you've already joined. Basic membership is $25, but we accept any amount. Help us keep free speech alive.